sound of earth-moving tractors clearing demolished structures at Old Fadama. This will be the third time city authorities here are demolishing illegal structures. Some residents search through the rubble to salvage some of their properties, but others look on helplessly. These displaced residents say they don't know how to rebuild their lives from here.
Suddenly we just hear, pack your things. Everybody, just started spoiling everybody's things. So now, even now, we don't know what to do now. They didn't even give us any time. They say 20 minutes. Everybody, pack your things. And they started washing our things, spoiling our things.
Even room safe, I don't have room to sleep. I don't have anything. Yeah, I guess I'm just sleeping outside. I don't know how to do it again. I'm just around about. So now they have break everything. So we don't know how to do take care of the children.
Well, I just did now. I don't know how to do to go my front again.
Like 5 something going to 6. We just pray. We may faster go pray. Come now. They say everybody get packed and test and go. They say they give it 3 minutes. See, everybody get mixed up now. We know how to do. So if I take one trouser, take one this one jeans, you can go because you don't want to take something inside.
Police have been here for a considerable number of hours to provide security and prevent any possible protest from residents. DCOP Christian Yonu is Accra Regional Police Commander.
Presence is to ensure that the demolition exercise goes ahead without any interference. You know, when we are demolishing people, their dwelling places and all this, there will be resistance. And so this thing started in the course of the weekend, and it has been ongoing. There were some resistance where we managed to stop it, and then we continue to ensure that the exercise goes on smoothly. And so, like you can see today, everything is quiet and calm here.
But this may not be the last of such exercises, as city authorities are determined to clear all illegal structures here.